Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, the Aries Justin Yance, and I'm here with
Christopher, 15 drinks in, Ross Dibash.
If Christopher, 15 drinks in, Ross Dibash. So we're going to start where we're going to start with Vince. So is apparently hush money, $3 million. Here's the thing, though. Vince has the controlling shares. It's not like he can be voted out like we have voted no confidence.
I know.
You can with other vote. So he would have to be pushed out on his own. Here's the two things that could push him out. One, this becomes a huge story and more people come out and reveal it. Two, sponsors want him out. If those two things happen, then he does that. And then I think we're looking at Nick Khan. And then I think it's a fight between Bruce Pritchard, Paul Heyman, and Triple H for control of creative. Ooh. And I put my money on Paul Heyman. If Paul gets creative, then AEW really has a problem. Then we have two companies that have the potential to be there. This is all a mute point right now, because one, if he didn't use the company's money, then they don't really have a big a case unless more women come out and it looks like it becomes a big story.
Here's the deal.
We've
got video evidence of the way that it's a character, but like, point to the Attitude Era and Trish Stratus and every single woman and Candice Michelle?
But that's a TV show. You can't really use that. He has the idea that that's his character. And then that is his character. So you can't really, he's pretty saved on that. The thing is, if more women came out from behind the scenes, and it became a big story. It does bring news to, like, because Stephanie leaves at this very 2 weeks ago. So it looks very opportunistic. Is he saving her from what is about to happen? Also, this looks like a sale is more imminent than ever, because one, Vince has always wanted his. If he is going to walk away, he wants to walk away like the Fertittas did in UFC, with the story being he pretty much made this company, sold it for the most amount of money it could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Fertittas sold UFC for $5 billion, he's probably going to want 7 or 8. A lot of people think NBC could be one because they already own Peacock and everything. Yep. Disney could come along. I mean, I don't put them out. Fox could come along. These are the three,
I would not say. I can't imagine Disney.
The cons are able to raise that kind of money. If they actually are like looking for a sale, don't put that out of bounds. I mean, that would be really out there. And I think that's bad for the business. I really don't want another monopoly, even if it is from the other side, but so that is somebody, they have billions. So
it's gotta be
a company of billions.
Let's have a fatal four-way between Bruce Pritchard, Triple H, Nick Khan, and Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
There's no DQs.
Nick Khan is friends with, remember, he grew up with The Rock. Mm. So if anything, here's what I think also could happen, and nobody's talked about this. Nick Khan could bring The Rock in, and who the hell do you think The Rock is going to bring in? His good friend, Brian Gerwitz. He would probably bring back Brian, and Brian could end up running things again.
Or The Rock could just buy it at this point in time. Pardon my language this early.
The Rock could buy it, but he's got millions. He doesn't have billions. We're talking billions here.
Yeah.
He would have to get a bunch of people lined up with him. This isn't the XFL where this is like buying the UFC. A big purchase.
My thing with all of this is that I am shocked that it has taken so long for something like this to come out of the woodwork. With this, like, this is just me being conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, we've, this, how,
but
how has this been a publicly traded company for so long? And well, we,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Dave Meltzer's mentioned this. He said, Dave Meltzer mentioned this. He said that, you know, Linda and Vince don't live together anymore.
Right.
They're basically together in marriage name only because neither one of them wants to really get divorced. Mm-hmm. But he's been with other women. So I think that's fine. The only thing that really could incriminate him is if it's a big story. I mean, if it's consensual, then it's fine. He's got a really good lawyer in that Jerry McDevitt. Wow. He is a really good lawyer. And if there's anybody that's going to get him through, this is the guy who saved him from going to jail. It'll be Jerry.
It's unless, in the Wall Street. Like I mean, said, like if we want to talk about press, it's already, excuse me, it's already in the Wall Street Journal. So like
it's that's in the Wall Street Journal, but it's not in the zeitgeist. Yeah. Of like it's not like everybody's not talking about it. It's not right. Weinstein level of when you see it on E! News and you see it on like Us Weekly and you start seeing it in People magazine, then you know you have a problem.
Is it on Perez Hilton? Excuse me. Is it on PerezHilton.com yet? That's what we need to know.
I don't know. I thought he kind of lost a lot of his power.
More of a joke, but
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
I just like. Maybe so like us being at the, I wanted to play a drinking game today and say how many times do we hate however many times that we say that we hate WWE, we can take a drink and see if we can get to a 0.3 BAC and see what that feels like.
This isn't really a segue
into that.
Of WWE though, this is really just to me, this is the only thing that would actually shake them up.
That's where I was going to lead with that. For as much as we talk about like how we hate the product that they're putting out, is it bad for us to like look at this and say maybe this is the catalyst to get him to step away? Maybe this is the time.
This could be the catalyst, but once again, it depends on who's there. I'm gonna be honest with you. The only one that really, like The Rock coming back, you know, to run it, that's intriguing to me. Paul Heyman is intriguing to me. I don't know if I really want to see Hunter. I feel like he's too stuck in the McMahon mentality. I think you need an outsider to have a different mentality. If you look at what Paul is doing with Raw.
So Kevin Nash.
I think Kevin Dunn is gone.
No, I'm not.
You're joking.
It was an outsider joke. Yeah. It was an outsider joke. Come on.
Yes, there we go.
Although,
don't forget, I could see him. He's a good. For all the good he did, I mean, when you look at. I was listening to one of the Laps fan audios, and they were going over the Bash at the Beach. They're going over the New Blood versus the Millionaires Club, and they were like narrating everything that happened. And I just went, "That sounds like the worst wrestling show I have ever seen." I mean, but Paul before he was fired would have been, you know, because I mean he was actually doing pretty. Raw wasn't too bad, and Paul actually said to Vince, he said, "Look. The ratings are going to go low because I'm going to need time to build up the people. They're just going to be low for a little while." And they couldn't stay, you know, and within a week, he couldn't handle that. But if Paul is left to his own devices, he could get guys over.
Yeah.
He could get the new talent over. In a way, he's been very instrumental in making sure in the tribal chief, that is all Paul and Roman and Vince is kind of signed off on it. I honestly don't think he is coming in, but It's interesting. This is a wait and see. So let's move on.
So do we Sasha transition Banks? To Sasha? Yeah.
So
speaking of lawyers.
Remember I told you, I said,
yeah,
she's got good lawyers. I really believe that was going to be, plus she may have some kind of sexual harassment thing on her from John Laurinaitis.
Did you see
John Laurinaitis? Did you see the Shelly Martinez interview that she did on she's been doing a shoot and
no.
She talked about how, like, remember when she yelled at Batista, this is why she got fired. Well, she talks about what he did to her. He says that he actually put his middle finger in her forehead or whatever. And when John Laurinaitis heard this, he said to her, how dare you talk to a top guy like that? Now, that would never fly today, but in 2006, you could get away with that. I mean, I think Batista's grown up a lot since then. I think when he got beaten up by Booker T, who I don't really like as much as I feel he's very wish-washy on things. Yeah. Plus, I didn't like it when he stood up to Dave Meltzer on the cruise or whatever and was like ready to fight him. And I'm like, come on, dude, stop that. He actually called me a faggot at a TNA show one time too. I had a hat on and he knocked my hat off at a TNA interview in front of my mother, and my mother has hated the man ever since. I tried to explain to her, it's like, he's trying to get heel heat, this is how it is. I mean, if he did that anywhere else, he would be fired. But yeah, he just looked at me like that. Yeah.
we're not allowed to say that word. I'm allowed to say that word.
He called me that to my face and knocked my, I think he knocked my hat over when I was like, in the front row at TNA Genesis, the one where I think it was Jeff Jarrett versus Kurt Angle. That was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I was there with my uncle and I believe my mom. And he did that in front of us. That was 2009, 2010,
I would have lost my shit.
I was smart to the business. I knew what he was doing.
You're like, no, it's a work. It's a work.
I mean, if he did that, you know, today, I don't think it would have been tolerated.
Nope.
Because you can't do that anymore. But anyways, yeah. So that's my story with Booker T. But yeah, so Sasha, it broke. I texted my friend. I said something about a release is coming at about 2 or like at like 12, like right, like no, it was like 11 o'clock or so. We got on the Figure 4 message board. Raj guy was reporting that she's been released. Now, people asked him, they said, nobody's reported this yet. And he said, look, I trust my sources on this. I would rather be, you know, he pretty much put his whole life online. He said, look, if I'm wrong, then it's that. So what I think is happening is they don't want to release her yet, because then the 90 days, or I don't know, does she have we don't know if it's a 90 days or what.
So my thought process is that the deal has been struck. There is a date from the 18 different articles that essentially said the same thing that I've read. One of them has said that there is a date that has been solidified. There is a specific date that she was looking to be released by, and that is solidified. So whether or not she's released, whether or not the date is now set in stone, that could be, who knows? It could be July 1. It could be after this date. It could be after, who knows? There's so much going on.
I seriously doubt though a lawyer would let them put in a thing like that she has to sit out a year. I know Renee Paquette. She agreed to that. She wanted out, but she wasn't planning on going anywhere.
No,
I don't think
she was like, here's a cookbook.
I think Sasha wants out. And if she has a good lawyer, I don't see how that can't be. I think they'll probably make her pay some kind of fine, but I'm pretty sure she wants that. I think we're looking at her debuting at like All Out. Or if they have Boston. Yeah, I would say either Boston, or if they have Boston, her hometown, if they're coming to Massachusetts before that, then there, or All Out, or maybe Grand Slam. I mean, I don't know. It depends on what this date. I assume something's coming out, but I gotta believe she's going there.
So my thing is, I think she's exceptionally calculated. And then after that, like, we've perused the boards as much as we possibly can, right? So we know that essentially if you go on one website, you're going to read the same thing on every single other website, right? So yeah. And I don't know why I was on this hunt to find out more information. Maybe it's because we actually care about Sasha. Maybe it's because we want her gone.
Yeah.
But
I want her gone.
We've been talking about this since we first started doing these. But that one little nugget that I said where there's a specific date, and there's something
Who reported? Who reported the specific date? I haven't seen that yet.
I don't know.
Do you remember yet?
I can't even remember what website I was on. What they pulled from.
I mean, it sounds like a thing they would do. I mean, here's the thing that she did that was very smart. She did not go on social media and complain about it or do anything like that. She has remained silent. She has allowed the lawyers to do this. And she's been smart about that.
She wearing her natural hair color, and she got her eyes fixed. She ready to go.
Yeah, I think Trinity. All right. What about? I was about to call her Trinity, which is her real name.
Yeah, what's Naomi.
What's her name?
Naomi. Trinity Naomi, Fatu, yeah, but Naomi.
Her fake name.
She's not leaving. Like her entire.
Yeah, I don't see.
Her honestly, leaving. Her entire family. Like, think about it. Her entire friggin' family is in that, and like they're untouchable at this point. How is it Jay or Jimmy, the one that's had almost as many DUIs as Jeff Hardy,
which will be our next story in just a minute. That's a nice segue, but first let's talk about I think Toni Storm, since for Forbidden Door, just jumping ahead, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about AEW on another episode, but Toni Storm supposedly facing Rosa. Rosa Mendez.
I know you were about to say Rosa Mendez. Thunder Rosa.
I was about to say Thunder Rosa. Rosa Mendez and Thunder Rosa. How could I get the two? One is a horrible worker since day one. Thunder Rosa is like an amazing worker, but I think she's probably losing to Toni Storm.
Here's the deal. Justin, you and I have had so many auditions at this point in time that we don't know names. We don't know who we are.
No, we don't know anything.
We don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Rosa Lee, whatever.
I was about to say Rosa Parks at one moment.
No, I saw that happen. Never mind. Rewind.
I was gonna say Rosa Parks, Rosa May, at least like so. I'm so scatterbrained. Anyways, but yeah, so I could see her winning, but she beat Britt Baker already, like clean. You don't beat Britt Baker clean unless something's gonna happen. I think that might be where they go. I mean, they never got to face each other, and I know those two wanted to face each other in WWE, and she was just poorly used there the whole time there. So that could be it. Or they may do Britt Baker. You could do Britt Baker and I don't know. There's a lot of ways they can go about this. But anyways, I see her back in AEW and I'm glad she's an asset. She's somebody that can help build that division. As Toni Storm cut her promo and said, I want this place to be, you know, the place to see. And I'm like, yeah, if you get some people, it can be. Unfortunately, Tessa has been fired once again from another company. I love Tessa and I love her work, but She's way too much of a handful.
Yeah.
And she does not seem to know what to do. I feel like she has to prove herself that she can be just normal before she can come to AEW. But
listen, here's,
she would have been great.
And when it all boils down to it, the deal is that Sasha has now, there is so much built up around her. Before, like, she was a big name. She was crossing over. She was doing great work. But, like, when you think of people,
been treated as secondary to Charlotte.
Not to use a term from somebody, but controversy creates cash, right? So, like, there's this whole controversy around Sasha Banks at this point in time, right? So it makes her. Yes. So when I like her, like, yeah. Did you really just
I'm
call
like,
Eric
yeah,
Bischoff?
Bischoff, yeah.
But at the same time,
I'll be Bischoff for a minute here. I don't recall. I don't recall that. I don't think he recalls his own book.
Nonetheless, she's built up enough around her that her next move is going to be a big move. I hope she doesn't go to Impact. I hope, like, Impact isn't her thing. I hope that she, like, really makes that jump. In all reality, like, she could go to Ring of Honor as well, which is essentially the same thing at this point in time.
Waste her. If you have a star of that level, you do not bring her to Ring of Honor. Right. If she works for Ring of Honor, she works for AEW. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So she has to, why would you do that? That would be like Bray Wyatt showing up at PWG. Like, okay, great. Nobody sees it. I mean, I love PWG, but it's not televised. No one can see it. That, to me, it would be, or like if you showed up at Impact, you know, just like, I don't know. All right, let's segue now to Mr. Jeff Hardy. I don't know what to say.
I mean,
I really don't know what to say.
So, like, I'm making light of the situation by calling myself 15 drinks in and like this and that and the other thing. Like, I saw when that story broke, I was upset. Like, bro, like, we get it. Like, so this is a bad analogy, but Demi Lovato just released a new song where she talks about her addiction and how she's been in and out of rehab, and she talks about it that it is a disease. And there is, like, we joke about Tammy, like, we joke about all these, like, we make light of this situation.
It depends on your definition of a disease. I mean, to me, a disease is something that happens to you and there's nothing you can do about it. I feel like that's become misconstrued. Do I think it's a problem? Yes,
it's a problem. It's sad. And like, when that story broke, I was just really, really upset. And then I texted you once. I was like, his BAC level got released as like 0.29. It's full disclosure, podcast world and everything. I have a DUI on my record. I have a DUI on my record from when I was living in Detroit, when I had two drinks after work and I got pulled over in front of my apartment complex and I blew a 0.08, which was the legal limit.
Yeah.
I blew the legal limit.
Yeah.
I spent the night in jail. I drank.
But here's the
15 drinks, a 0.3. But here's the problem. It's 15 drinks.
But here's the problem. Somebody that's like an alcoholic, like Jeff apparently is, I don't think he can feel anything unless he is 15 drinks, then,
right?
Unfortunately. So I think that's the danger of, this is the danger of like getting used to something. It's the same thing with somebody who drinks coffee and like gets addicted to it. It's like, I can't feel anything until I do 8 cups of coffee. And it's like,
or painkillers or Xanax or whatever you say. Like, it's, you've built up a tolerance and this and that and the other thing, man. Like, I thought that him going to
AEW would have been good for him.
was going to sort of curb that. And, you know, maybe it's the sheer fact that he's still jumping off of ladders and bumping onto shit. And he's just like,
well, I don't, here's one thing I want to make perfectly clear. I do not blame AEW for his problems. That is not their fault. It's not their fault to discipline grown men. They did the right thing. They suspended 100%. Him without pay and they forced, he has to do a rehabilitation treatment to prove that he's sober. That's all you can do as a company.
The statement that they released was great. And like any of the controversy that they've had surrounding their talents, I feel like they've done a really good job at.
Jake Atlas is another one.
I mean, Jake Atlas, Jimmy Havoc, when the shit from Sammy Guevara from 2007, when he said that he wanted sorry. I just saw him in the background throwing his ball around and I was like, oh,
that's hilarious.
When Sammy Guevara, when all that stuff from like what 2007 came out,
when he said he wanted to rape
Sasha Banks,
which they might have to have a discussion then. But I'm sure she's, I feel like that that's the same idea of like saying, well, Punk's not going to come to AEW because he doesn't like Colt Cabana. It's like, no, it's the mute point.
But I mean, like this, I will say that they follow the right steps and like they publicly announced, and it's not like something just went off of my brain, but it's not like WWE where they're like, this person is suspended for 30 days for violating this term. Like, no, they're like, listen, like, this is what he did. We know what he did.
He's suspended till he proves that he can.
Proves that he's good.
WWE's never done that. They've never said that publicly. They always just say we spent him 30 days, 60
days.
Also,
this is the light bulb that went off in my head. Do you realize that there's nobody that's been suspended for a wellness policy violation in probably about 2 years?
Well, it just goes to show that it's a joke. It's always been kind of a joke. The reason they put that whole thing together anyways was after was the baseball thing that happened in Eddie Guerrero. So they put that in place to cover their asses.
Yeah.
And then when Chris Benoit died, we found out that was all bullshit too.
Yeah.
And they still tried to save, face. They've never really, they never did like USADA where, UFC really cracked down on it. I mean, that's why GSP left.
Yeah,
the UFC. All right, getting back to Jeff though. The problem here though is he is actually facing jail time this time.
Yeah,
this is a sunny thing.
I think he's done. Like you're not gonna have your swan song. You're not like you can't.
If I was Matt, I would transform into Broken Matt
as soon as possible.
Because every time you see him as just Matt Hardy, you're going to be reminded of who he
is.
So he needs to get away from that. I like Jeff. I was so happy when Jeff won the title. He should have pinned Triple H, but another mute point.
I feel bad, and that's I do feel bad as well. And then there's this other part of me that's like,
how many chances do you get?
And thank God we didn't have to cringe through that ladder match and watch him have his like, think about it. Like,
do you think they were going to put the belts on them?
I don't know. I think that they may have put the belts on them. And
then they were going to drop them to the Young Bucks.
To like the passing of the torch. And I also think that there was the turn, Christian's turn was going to help the fact that Matt and Jeff got the belt because of the history between all of them. So like, there's so many things, there's so many different like ways that they could have played this.
Well, they made a good choice with that turn and not and turning like, them after the match, which we'll get to that we're going to get to that show in another episode. But all right, so it's sad. All right, we got to move on. Let's talk about Forbidden Door. Breathe with the Switchblade. I have been saying it. He's now the champion. If you watch that show, he got a huge, like, they spent a long time on him. This is going to be a long reign, which I'm glad he deserves it. He's worked his ass off.
So after Dynamite, the only thing that I can think of is that are they moving towards this Adam Page Switchblade Adam Cole thing so they can free up Okada for the love of my life to show back up and have their match. Like Okada has nothing now. Kenny Omega. Okada.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you really want to bring him back a week before this pay-per-view? No. I think he deserves that huge
build. Yeah, he does.
Build.
I've never really been a fan of Jay White. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've never been a fan of Jay White. I get it, and I get where we're going.
Well, I hope that's changed now because watching him. Let's talk about not Forbidden Door, but Dominion, where he won the title. I mean, that match where he is just yelling at the crowd to chant Okada and using that as heel heat. That is one of the best things I have ever seen. Like,
are they, and they're not, are they still not allowed to,
I don't know. I don't think it's like mandatory, but I think they're still like cautious about it. But the fact he used that throughout the match, like the person I'd want to see Jay White against is like The Rock, because they are both like so play off of the crowd, and they would be so interesting to see them have like a crowd off of him. Like, I just thought he just looked like a superstar here. And he finally gets the win. And this is a big win. It's at Dominion. It's not like it was when he beat Tanahashi after Omega. And it was kind of just we're going to give you the title, but you're going to drop it to, he dropped it, you know, in Madison Square Garden. I mean, the fact that they trusted him to be the one to lose to Okada shows how much they've thought of it. I mean, he's there like Roman Reigns. They're a guy that they have been building up. He's there. Actually, he's more like Okada. They've been building him up for years. You know, they've never like just thrown him under the bus. Even if he loses, it's always been, it's been important for why he lost.
And this is why I love AEW, and this is why I love New Japan, though, is because they do long burn storylines. They're not flash in the pan storylines. They're like, it's a Kota Ibushi Kenny Omega thing. It's a Kenny Omega. It's a Okada. Like, everybody has a storyline that spans over like 2 years. They don't have these like month storylines where they're like, we just need somebody, so here we go.
They were gonna do to Sasha with Ronda. They're just gonna throw her under the bus and just like be
they're
like, here you
doing
go.
With like they're doing with Riddle and Roman, like they just need somebody else.
Wait, you just mentioned one thing. I mean, it looks like Randy might be out the
back
whole
surgery.
Rest of the year.
Oh god.
So what are they going to, what's the main event? Lashley and Roman? That sounds awful to me. I mean, what are they gonna do? Cody can't do it. I mean, I would do Riddle.
That's right.
Riddle.
We have to talk about injuries. Injuries.
Yeah, let's talk about some injuries. But let me just say about the New Japan show. I thought that was it was the step in the right direction. It feels like New Japan is back on track of where they once were. They're starting to get back to where they were. And watching, you know, I think putting the title on him, it's one, that guy can talk. And they even mentioned it in the broadcast that, you know, the house was up.
Can he speak Japanese? Do you know?
He can speak a little bit of it, but he doesn't need to. He pretty much antagonizes people without it.
One of my favorite things that Omega did was when he would play his like outsider, like gaijin sort of game, yeah. and then all of a sudden just break in and give you like a monologue in Japanese, and then everybody in the crowd would just do their whole like, whoa,
yeah, yeah. did you see what he did backstage? He took credit for the creation. Jay White took credit for the creation of AEW. He took credit for the United Center sellout and the Madison Square Garden sellout. It's the best. I mean, it's the best thing. He's just taking credit for every single thing that's ever happened. And I think he's going to be one. That guy can talk, and we need more talkers like that. And he is going to, I mean, one, he's getting so good. You can even feel it with the, I felt this even when I was watching the shows, like he's being a heel right now, but the fans don't want to boo him because he's starting to feel like The Rock, where it's like, I like you too much, you know, or what Kenny Omega went through. Like, it's just like, after a while, you're so good that it's hard to boo you anymore. So
that's what I love. That's what I love about where we're at with this, with professional wrestling and any, like we were talking about this with Britt. We are talking about this with MJF. We're like, it's people that are just so good at what they do that you can't help but just like be happy and just like be like, you are doing such a good job. Go ahead.
Wait, we got to talk about this. How stupid was it to have, we didn't even talk about Hell in a Cell yet. We didn't even talk about Hell in a Cell. I thought the Hell in a Cell match was great. Enough has been said already about it. I mean, I know we probably should talk about it, but we're going to move on with that. I do want to say this. It's really stupid that the Judgment Day won their match and they turned on Edge, the guy they beat. Apparently he didn't want to do supernatural stuff, which I don't blame him. But I guess now what? They're going to be the Brood, although Edge already cut his hair. It's not like he can just like, I mean, I guess it can grow back out, but it's like, I don't think he's going to be gone for very long.
If we've learned anything from WWE, they are really good with hair extensions. Just ask Charlotte or Sasha or Becky or anybody that's had like,
but that's not short hair. His hair is short now. If you put hair extension, it ain't gonna look good. He'd have to wear like a wig. He'd have to wear like a wig or something. It'd be like, maybe that's it. He'll steal the Seth Rollins gimmick when he was like where he looked like he was an 1880s piano player.
Was this Seth's first 5-star?
Yeah. Yeah, this was. Good. Although this 5-star doesn't mean as much as it once did after Kenny Omega broke it. It's 7 stars.
Yeah. But it's still like
7. But 5 is good. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't give 5 or 6 very often anymore, which is good.
Do you think it was a 5-star match?
Yeah, I do. I mean, because the way it built the emotion in it,
it felt like
if Sean wanted to have more of a better match, it could have been what, you know, Sean would have needed to have been the babyface at like WrestleMania 14. He was the heel. Nobody wanted to see him win.
and we're jumping around a little bit. Anarchy in the Arena also got 5 stars, right?
Did it?
I think so. I'm pretty sure Anarchy in the Arena got 5 stars.
Really? Interesting. All right, I might have to look that up.
So
I don't have time to look it up right now, but
so like that's like I'm looking at that and I'm looking at this and I'm looking at 2 different 5-star ratings. And
I had an argument with the previous co-host of this show. We were talking about Cody. He thinks Cody is going to go against Reigns at WrestleMania. And I told him, I said, if The Rock has a clear schedule, and apparently he has it, there's no way Roman is not fighting The Rock.
Right.
They've been building up that match for that. As much as I think Cody and Roman is the better match and is the better build, the bigger box office is going to be Roman and Rock because it's the
Rock. We've got what, 8 months till that?
Yeah.
the landscape of WWE is going to change so much in the course of the next
do you have Roman lose? Because see, here's the thing. Unless Roman's going to like cut promos on The Rock and then The Rock shows up at like the Rumble and costs him it. But then I think that kind of cheapens Cody's win. If Cody's going to beat Roman, he should beat him on his own, not help. I would have said give it to Cody at SummerSlam, but he's hurt. Everybody's hurt now.
Which segue, everybody's hurt. CM Punk is hurt. Cody is hurt. Bryan Danielson is kind of hurt. Randy Orton is hurt. I'm sure that there's other people that are hurt.
Omega's hurt.
Don't talk about him. Omega's hurt. Kota Ibushi is hurt slash at odds with the promotion.
Wants to leave.
everybody's hurt. Everybody's hurt.
Naito seems like he's hurt, but he's just still hobbling around.
Naito is recovering from what I understand, which is why the match that he had was structured in the way that it was.
Is he even going to be at Forbidden Door?
Nobody knows.
Here's the thing. Is Okada, like, I know he said Okada's not going to be at Forbidden Door, but one, he's a heel, so we don't really have to necessarily believe him.
Right.
Are they going to do... I think it's a mistake to do a tag match, and I think it's a mistake to do a four-way. This IWGP title has never... It's only been defended in a three-way once, and that was that Cody match against Ibushi and Kenny, and I really wish we just got Ibushi and Omega for that. Since he was leaving.
So if this is going to be a yearly thing, then you don't pull all of your trump cards, right? Mm-hmm. So if like you build to it and then you spend an entire year. So if this is going to be like the new, there's never been anything like this. So you can't even call it like a WrestleMania or a Starcade or a Slammiversary or anything, or a Wrestle Kingdom. You can't call it anything like that. It's just something completely different than everything else that's been out there. But if it's going to be a yearly thing, then you create storylines to build to it. However, I wish that they would have set up these matches in such a way where they weren't giving them away. They were building intrigue. And now we've got Will Ospreay being on, like going on TV, going 50-50. Like we've got a build to a six. We have Orange Cassidy, like Orange Cassidy and Will. It's Orange Cassidy and Will Ospreay, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Why don't you have like fucking Rey Fenix and Will and just like let them do flippy shit? You know what I mean? Like.
Well, you heard Jay White said it's not going to be either Hangman or Adam Cole.
Or Adam Cole.
Adam Cole. So who is he talking about? Is there somebody?
So do you bring out like a Dante Martin, or do you bring out like a Fuego del Sol, or do you have him play this? You know what I mean? Do you have him play this heel character so well?
Okay, that, whatever. Like, whatever you do, you do not bring out, I don't care what it is, Fuego del Sol and Jay White, unless he's just going to mock him for like, it's just going to be a 30-minute promo of him but mocking him.
Right. I mean,
you do not do that in the United Center. Here's something I do think is going to happen. I do think Punk is still going to be at the United Center.
Oh,
he just can't wrestle.
He's got to be.
Do you tease? Do you have Omega show up?
You have to. Like, you have to have Okada show up. You have to have Omega show up. If Ibushi is on, you have to have Ibushi show up. Like, so they're not going to wrestle. They're not going to perform for us. That's fine. But you can't, in my opinion, this is going to be a bad analogy. You can't have WrestleMania and not have like Triple H or Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock, you know? So you can't have the biggest, like, it's not even like, you can't even, are you kidding me? You can't even have like, transatlantic, transpacific, trans whatever. You can't have a global pay-per-view, the first ever, ever global pay-per-view, and not feature your biggest global stars in some way, shape, or form. So like, they can't wrestle, that's fine. They got to be there. They have to be there. Or else it's a letdown for me. Like, it's I'm not going to say it's a letdown right now, because it's not, because we're still getting good matches. Like, we're still getting, you know, Moxley, Tanahashi. We're still getting Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy.
And you could tell, like, Tanahashi, when he came out, like, he treats this like a big deal.
Yeah.
And like, this is going to be the Tanahashi where he does, like, you know, 10 minutes and then it's he can do that 10 minute match, but I don't think that's the Tanahashi we're getting.
No. And that's like, and you just can't, like, they've got, Okada has to show up. Omega has to show up. Like, everybody has to show up and show their dicks. Like, that's how I feel at this point. Or else it's a letdown for me.
Who do you think they're gonna have?
CM Punk needs
is it possible Omega is healed enough that he could face Jay White at Forbidden Door?
I mean, we really haven't heard anything, right?
No, we haven't.
Has he been silent on Twitter? Like, I haven't really checked his Twitter.
He's been silent. Yeah.
So we don't know.
If he is healed, that might be the way to go.
So this is also another thing. When you're doing international or inter promotional matches with, I know that there's just been this working relationship and like titles have been defended or this or that, but if it's Tanahashi versus Moxley for the interim AEW championship, do we really think that Tanahashi's going to win? Do we really think that Tanahashi's going to win?
I would actually have Tanahashi win just to do something different. Just so people remember this show.
But here's the deal. Will he win, though? Would we like it to happen? Absolutely. However, if you're having anybody that faces Jay White is not going to win that championship. So who would? Who would New Japan be okay with strapping a title to out of anybody in AEW?
See, that's why they probably shouldn't do Omega. I mean, I just don't see Jay White. Jay White isn't losing. He just got back to New Japan because, remember, he was like in purgatory because he couldn't get into the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, Shingo's run should have been. It should have been Jay White's run.
Yeah, Shingo's not on the show. Like,
Shingo on the.
Hiromu isn't on the show.
Ishii's
not on the show. Like, thank God we got Suzuki. Like, great, but like, Ishii's not on the show. Like, there are these.
I don't know. They gotta have some kind of ace up their sleeve because, like, they need more than just, I think, Tanahashi and Jon Moxley.
And we've got 13 days. Right.
Well, yeah. Okay. So 16th.
Is it the 29th?
Yeah. It's the 26th.
26th.
Blood and Guts is the 29th, that Wednesday.
So you're you're going to have these guys. Wow. That's a week for them. That's going to be a week for those guys.
So we've got one more Dynamite to build up this show.
A Dynamite and a Rampage, because they've been loading up some Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage, lately. Something big happens, and we'll talk about that. Well, kind of big, not that huge, but, you know, somebody comes back.
It's
take a guess. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel they got one more Dynamite, and I feel like it's been sabotaged by the fact that, one, I feel like Dominion coming so soon, it makes it impossible for anybody to believe that Jay White actually will lose. It's just, he's not going to lose. He's not losing till probably, I think he's getting probably a year long run. If he's not losing that title till probably, Wrestle Kingdom. He's getting the long run.
And they just announced G1.
I'm a little disappointed with the G1 that we don't have any AEW guys.
You have Lance Archer, yeah, but like he's
that's not
pretty
enough.
Much.
That's not Danielson.
No.
Do you have Danielson wrestle 2 matches and be like after he faces Zack Sabre Jr., he says, "All right, I'm gonna face him," and then he goes into Blood and Guts as well.
Has that been announced? Is it Zack Sabre Jr. and Bryan Danielson? Yeah. Has that been announced?
Yeah. He challenged him, so that's supposed to be happening.
All right.
I mean, they didn't promote it at all. Yeah. They never promoted it at all. I think he comes back on Wednesday. I mean, he has to come back on Wednesday. On the 22nd. I don't know. There's so much shit that
I'm not used
I
to
feel
paying.
Like,
I'm not
I
used
feel
to paying
like,
for pay-per-views. I'm gonna have to pay for two
I
pay-per-views.
Feel like, yeah, but I feel like Blood and Guts should have been moved up further into July.
Oh, moved farther. Yes, I agree.
Especially if they're gonna do the United Center. I just feel.
I mean, like, here's the deal. I'm super happy that it's gonna be in Detroit, even though I'm not there. But like, I mean,
that should be a big show. I mean, these next shows, I mean, St. Louis is a great crowd. And you saw that St. Louis was really receptive to the show. I mean, we still don't know where All Out is even going to be. I mean, I don't think you can do Chicago again because you just did it. You just did a pay-per-view.
They can't do Vegas. Here. They can't do Vegas again.
They can't do Vegas. So I don't know where you, and they're going to do New York and Grand Slam.
Can you bring it down here? What? For me, can we just do it in Miami somewhere? Or
I mean, they get a lot of shows. I mean, I don't see if they can
bring it back to Daly's place and tug and
no,
do that.
Please don't go to that. It's
I
so
love Daly's place.
That shit.
I love Daly's place. I think it's so awesome.
All right. Anyways, we've got to wrap up. Anything else to say?
I don't really have anything else to say. After my 16th, right. No, I'm not 16 drinks in. I'm just kidding. He's joking. It's a big joke. I'm really excited to see where the next couple of weeks are going to go. There's enough happening in both of the major promotions right now. Some of it is controversy. Some of it is actual like good storyline.
Yeah.
But like, there's enough happening where there's enough intrigue to be like, where are we going to go next? Like, nobody really knows aside from the fact that like Roman's not going to be there. that's the only thing we know for sure at this point.
All right. We got to go.
Perfect.
So the truth
shall
set
you
free.